let us go to God and
morning to MC family. This is Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, co-founder. Warmest Kingdom greetings from Prairie View, Texas. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. We're going to now go to God in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We thank you for the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Their yes is why we can come together early in the morning each day to give you the praise, glory, and honor, and reverence, and to get a word straight from the throne room. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep them in your perfect peace. Father, we ask that you place a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family and artist life. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep them, that you continue to direct that path, Lord, so that they can continue to press forward with faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy, O God. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and say amen. And Lord, we ask right now for a special anointing on the speaker for this morning. Just download the words that you would have them to speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Ms. Sakai. Thank you for that greeting this morning with that powerful tag, giving it all to God Thursday. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And we thank the praise worship team, Minister Tiffany and Minister Saad. We thank you this morning. Let me, I'm your host this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I want to share a little about our master's call. In October 2010, the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this call. We also have a scripture. Psalms 88:13. But to I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my praise come before you. We have a mission statement says to enrich, enhance, empower believers that begin their day. We also have a website. We're excited, that's where you can look at all the bios there. The website is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived for the site, as well as the bios for our speakers. The theme for the year 2019 is, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, revelation is being fulfilled and seen. If you have been led by the Lord, you'll be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Kai did, as a host, as I'm doing right now. A share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Lutherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We have a phenomenal company. Oh, we have a phenomenal company, Artists International, which is started by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, the great products to help the world become better and also to share. The new morning motivation call has held every Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving some information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If you have PCS or T-Mobile, we also will not let you recharge, so we have a bypass number that we want to share with you. The number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Thursday, Testimonial Thursday, so I ask everyone to take the time out to listen to that call right after this call. We will be on a testimony Thursday so that we get some vital information about the products that could help you to move forward. I want to also share with you, we registered for the marathon, for the artist marathon that's going on right now. And if you have not had a chance to look at the artist TV, please take the time out and share it with others and make sure that you go and also share it with others and make sure we promote. So we all want to be in part of our art there when that time comes. They have it, they change everything so we can all be able to participate on that. Today, Thursday, Wednesday. Well, I'm not going to hold you long. I just want to share with you. I have a phenomenal Minister Keisha Lee will be coming to us this morning. And what I'm going to do, I'm not going to read all her bio because she has an extensive bio. I'm just going to give you some highlights. And we ask everyone to take the time out to go to themastercall.net and look at the bio of all of our speakers, but more importantly, it's going to be Minister Keisha this morning. Minister Keisha was born in the wonderful city of Cincinnati, Ohio. She's married to her awesome husband, Mark Lee, and the mother of three wonderful children. Minister Keisha Lee is an artist life distributor too, who loves to see everyone she knows to benefit from this product. Minister Keisha Lee is parent for the Holy Ghost. She's a young age and totally surrendered her life to the Lord at the age of 24. She will not be turning back. Like I said to you, I just don't want to read all of her bio. I would like for you to go. That would be such a beautiful thing to go to the website. And let me just say one more thing. Minister Keisha Lee is the mission to give God the points of view. Women, married couples, and youth who are bearing in their things of God. So but without further ado, let me introduce you some and present to others. Minister Keisha Lee, are you there?
Yes, Minister Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. God bless you. And to Minister Tiffany, the praise and worship team, thank you for singing a song. That's another one of my favorites. This is The Air That I Breathe. And to Minister Kai, giving it all to God Thursday. And yes, that's what we have to do each and every day. And I thank God for that powerful tag. And thank you for that powerful prayer this morning. My name is Keisha Lee. And I want to say good morning to everyone and welcome you to the Master's Call this morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I would also like to say that you might have naturally birthed someone, or you may have spiritually birthed someone into their destiny. But however the Lord has allowed us to mother someone, I want to say happy Mother's Day. And I pray that your day is full with his glory and blessings from above. Truly, every day is Mother's Day because a mother love never ends. I would like to say to Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa, you are our mothers to the Artist Life family. And of course, you haven't birthed me, but you have birthed something in me since the time I have known you. Dr. PK, I remember a few months back being prayer partners with you and Brother Lester, and you had begun to ask me, when will you be ready to preach on a call? And I had just really got started greeting, and I was kind of lost for words, but you said, if you can pray, you can preach. And that just stuck with me. You said, I'll give you the April. Only to know that it had been bumped up to March, you know, but that's what mothers do. They push you towards your potential, you know, and I thank you for the push. Pastor Vanessa, I met you at the Houston Regional last July, and I remember my last day there sitting around, and we were talking and waiting to go to the airport, and the time had got close, and you offered to drive me in your own car to the airport, which was, I believe, 45 minutes to an hour away, if I'm correct. But I appreciate that. But that's what mothers do. They see their children to get to where they're going. You also spoke into my family's life at the Ohio Regional this past October, you know, my daughter and my husband. And, you know, it was so very on point and very powerful and very anointed to where I was being picked up off the floor. But I love those type of fallouts. But that's what mothers do. They speak into their children's life, increase in blessings, and that's what it was for us that day. You know, and it would take me the rest of the day to shout out my mom, Cynthia, and my grandmothers, Ella and Jesse, you know, in my spiritual mind, Dee Davis, on how they've been such a blessing in my life and sculpted me into the woman that I am today. But this morning, I want to come to you as Mother Nature. When we think about Mother Nature, we think about how the world sees and says about it. When disasters hit, such as tornadoes, tsunamis, earthquakes, storms, even when the weather is beautiful, the world begins to say, Mother Nature is mad, or I hope Mother Nature is good to us today. Or when people's bodies begin to go through changes, the world says, oh, Mother Nature is taking course. The world gives Mother Nature too much credit that's not due or owed to it. We have to call on our Creator, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible says in Genesis 1, which we all know, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. In Psalms 24, it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. But then also in Genesis, as it talks and tells of its creation and how the earth was formed without void and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, he spoke light. He created day and night. He spoke the firmament, the sky. He divided the waters. He spoke the heaven and the dry land and the seas and the grass and the herbs, the fruits, the trees, the seasons, the stars, the whales, moving creatures, cattle and beasts, fowls of the air, and he saw what he did was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our life, and let us have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and all over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Down in 27, it says, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. That's the nature of a mother. We know that Eve's name means life or life-giving, the mother of all living. That's the place we have to be, being fruitful, multiplying, replenishing, subduing, and taking dominion, a place of increase in authority, whether it be biologically, the way of adoption, surrogate, fostering, naturally or spiritually. He wants his creation given life, blessed to be a blessing. The nature of a mother is to be kind, loving, gentle, long-suffering, to have peace and joy, goodness and faith, meekness and temperance, which are the fruit of the Spirit. He said he made us in his image, so we have to possess the very nature of him. Psalms 103 says, know ye that the Lord, he is God, and is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Psalms 139, 13 and 14, it says, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb, and I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are the works, and that my soul knoweth right well. He also says, before I formed thee in thy belly, I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee to be the prophet to the nation. We have to tell the world the good news of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to speak life to the lost, the blind, the deaf, the confused, the misunderstood, the sinner man, woman, boy, and girl. This is the nature of a mother. This is what he has called us to do in the earth. When we think of a nature of a mother, the nature of a mother, I think of my grandmothers, Ella Mae and Jessie, women of strength. These two women have mothered their own children, and they mothered so many others. I always say of my grandmother, Ella Mae, who's my mother's mother, I call her mama, and I owe her my life. I always tell her I owe her my life because she has done so much for me and so much for my family all my life, you know. And we are five generations, you know, starting with her down to my granddaughter, Cadence. We're all firstborns, and I thank God for that. You know, that's something rare you don't see, but I thank God for that, you know. And we all have accepted Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. Then I have my grandmother, Jessie, who is my father's mother, who has gone home to be with the Lord. But she had 14 children of her own, but she took in so many others that weren't her biological children. But she raised them as they were hers, managing to keep all fed. I mean, when I say fed, table spread each and every time you would visit. Naturally and spiritually, they took us to church. They took many. I have 40-something first cousin and 100-something great. Took us to church, made sure that we knew the Lord. These are the virtues that these women have. Their nature is a virtue. Like the Proverbs 31 woman, she's loyal, she's a homemaker, she's hard to find, she's precious, she has inner beauty, a good heart, she works with her hands, she is right with God, she's abiding in her home, she's good to her family, and she's good to her husband. She rests at night so she can wake up early and be a blessing to her family. She lives by love, and her children rise up and call her blessed. Her hands are prospered to praise the true and living God. This is the nature of a mother, being virtuous. The Bible says, raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they grow older, they will not depart. And this is so important that we teach, when we in that state of being a mother to someone, whether naturally or spiritually, that we teach Jesus, that we share Jesus to the world. The Bible says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other, hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the reason why I read this scripture, because on yesterday I was having a conversation with my daughter, and she told me that her son, my three-year-old grandson, wanted to go for a walk. So his dad and him began to walk, and she got in her car to drive down to pick them up. So she said they stopped at this man's house. He was out in his driveway. And in his driveway were these three beautiful cars. And I guess he stopped, was admiring the cars, and he was stopped to talk to this man about his cars. And the man said in the conversation, as bad as it may seem, I'm waiting for my mother to die. He said, because she's leaving me an inheritance, and she's in a nursing home. And the longer she stays alive and in this nursing home, is chipping away from my inheritance. And he said it's going to take $30,000 a piece to get two of his classic cars fixed. And, whew, that really did something to me. You know, if I was there, I would have asked him a question. How do you know that you won't go before her? Sitting and waiting to collect an inheritance. And the Bible tells us that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So for a mother to be in a position to leave her child an inheritance, but then you in a place to where you serve in mammon more than you serve in God, you're waiting on your mother to die versus taking these days and wanting to hold on as much as you can, just so you could fix two cars and put $30,000 a piece in two classic cars that would still continue to sit after you get them fixed, because they're classic cars. They sit and look pretty, and most of the time covered up. But like I read, the Bible says, raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they grow older, they shall not depart. It's so important that we share Jesus, that children, whether they be ours, naturally or spiritually, that they won't get to this place to where you're so selfish, you don't know the Lord. He said, lay not up your treasures upon earth where moth and rust do corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust do corrupt or where thieves do not break in and steal. Huh. You have to ask yourself, where is your treasure? You know, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Material wealth is temporary, and we also can't take it with us when we go. But God can change the hearts of men. He can give life. He can give hope. He can turn a situation around, and that's what the nature of a mother is. We have to open our mouth and speak to God, who God put before us. We serve a virtuous God, a loving Savior, a Redeemer, a sovereign King, that when we have any issues, that we can press into that place because he forgives, he heals, he delivers, he saves, and he set free at that place from the yoke of bondage. It's a holy place, and it's at his feet. If we could just grab and hang on to his garment, it's like the woman with the issue of blood, and know that his virtue will be released. And we have to do it by faith. And she, if you know that story, when she pressed in behind him by faith, giving up all that she had, spent all that she had, and pressing in, her, yes, her hope. Our hope has to be in him. Our hope has to be in the Lord. Our hope has to be in the one. He's a mighty, mighty good God. We serve a mighty, mighty good God. And our faith, ask him daily, increase my faith, huh, to trust you. That's a mother's nature. We have to depend totally on him and trust him that he's given us the revelation. He's given us the tools. He's given us the word, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. When we get into his word, he's going to give us what we need. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That way we can mother this world. We can mother the ones that he bring before us the right way. And when his virtue is released upon us, he wants to do it. And it's at his feet. It's right there at his feet. We have to stay in that place. Nothing that's not like him can stand in that virtuous place. So I thank you for that. I thank God for that. And I just want to read you a little something that I have for just for Mother's Day and just, you know, all the mothers that's on the call today, naturally, spiritually. God bless you, and I hope that your day is wonderful. But it says, a strong woman works out every day to keep her body in shape, but a woman of strength builds relationships to keep her soul in shape. A strong woman isn't afraid of anything, but a woman of strength shows courage in the midst of her fear. A strong woman won't let anyone get the best of her, but a woman of strength gives her best of herself to everyone. A strong woman makes mistakes and avoids the same in the future, but a woman of strength realizes life mistakes can also be unexpected blessings and capitalizes on them. A strong woman wears the look of confidence on her face, but a woman of strength wears grace. A strong woman has faith. She is strong enough for the journey, but a woman of strength has faith in a journey that she will become strong. And our strength is in the name of the Lord. So happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. I love you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for that profound word. Thank you, Minister Keisha. We certainly appreciate you, and happy Mother's Day to you, and happy Mother's Day to each and every one on this call. We're going to call you back in a few minutes with the closing of the benediction after I do a few announcements. Let us pray over the prayer request. Heavenly Father, begin by giving thanks upon waking up this morning. Father, we thank you for Minister Keisha Lee for pouring out the message this morning on Mother's Day. We thank you this morning for that powerful word. Restore her, Lord, with abundance and overflow, Lord. We thank you. Oh, Lord, strengthen our faith. Help us to never to doubt your word on your faithfulness. Let us lift us up, and may we be boldly proclaiming your truth in each and every day. We thank you for just allowing us to be here this morning, Lord. We thank you for the Dr. P.K. Robs-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon for their vision for this call Monday through Friday. We want to praise God for the Diaz de Leon family for bringing artist life to everyone, sharing it with everyone worldwide. We thank you for the prayer warriors and the guests that joined us this morning. We pray for Mother Oliver, Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, and we say happy Mother's Day to you. God bless you. We pray for the sick and shut in this morning. We pray for every bereaving family, called and uncalled. We pray for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, our brother Lester, going home to be with the Lord, Lord. But we praise this morning. We thank you and we adore you, Lord. We need you. We need you every hour. It's nothing like you, God. We praise you. Happy mamas, we praise God. Difficult mamas, we seek God. Quiet mamas, we worship God. And painful mamas, we trust God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen. So we are so grateful. Thank you, Minister Keisha, again for that profound word. If you want to listen to this powerful word and share it with others, we have the playback number. This message number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. 9576775. So as we were saying, I want each and every one to go this morning, and if you have not signed up to go to Portable Altar, please get in the marathon and let us all race to the to what they have shared with us, and definitely anytime the Papa De Leon is going to be in any part of our state, make sure you, the surrounding everyone, make sure they be there. That's important. So it's very important. So the motivation call is right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 2946175. This morning's testimony. So everyone, they have some awesome testimonies on that call. So everyone, please plug into that. Thank you, Minister Kai, for the greeting, everyone, and open us up to that prayer this morning. We thank you. Give it all to God. Thank you, Minister Keisha. We thank you again for that powerful message this morning. I was with the closing. Would you please close out with the benediction, please?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud, Chris. And happy Mother's Day.
God bless you. Thank you. Same to you. God bless you. Know that God is blessing us with the nature of his love, his compassion, his grace, and his mercy to go out and be the best mothers to his children. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. I love you all. God bless.